chewing tobacco, come in plugs,
mm-hmm.
and they had a thing with a, like a cleaver, and it had a knife on it here, and you stick that plug in, pull it down, just cut it off here.
Mm-hmm.
Half a plug or whatever the part you want to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's cheap, of course, back
mm-hmm.
then, but and cheese, there's what they call hoof cheese.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the best cheese I've ever had is in a big round hoof. It ought to be 2 foot of this across, and it was in a hoop.
Mm-hmm.
They took that off that hoop, and then they set it on a thing that you could turn it around here, and it had a knife here you let down on, and you could cut right to that, five quarters worth, half a dollar's worth, pounds, or whatever you wanted. But there was nothing wrapped. That merchant, the man in the store, he had to weigh most everything.
Uh-huh.
Of course, that tobacco he didn't weigh his, uh-huh. but he had to cut it off for you.
Everything
but
was just sold in books.
In books. It just come in books, and they had that. Yeah. Well, in the with a cloth for the bed sheets or any kind of cloth, it was sold by the yard
uh-huh.
and. They just measure it off and sell you whatever amounts you wanted. But there wasn't but very little, well, in fact, there weren't any. A woman had to go in the store to buy her clothes. She had to buy them, and then it all had to be made. They didn't have ready made back then.
Mm-hmm.
And in men's clothes, then they did have them ready made in the store when I can first remember.
Mm-hmm.
And but
they had men's ready made before they did women.
Did women that I
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now what about did you ever see something like if they had to pour sugar into something smaller? Would they put it in? You ever see people pour it through something shaped like this?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
They call that
They call it the funnel.
Yeah,
that's a funnel. They use that more for coal oil, though, and not vinegar than I ever see used for sugar. They had
you saw it used more for coal oil.
Yeah, and vinegar and things. They had and molasses. They had a scoop in that sugar barrel, or that's a.
Oh, they'd have a.
To dip that sugar up and put it in a poke.
Mm-hmm.
If
people, somebody came to the store, would pokes of paper, like maybe like a bag of paper, would they ever use that as a type of measure, say something like, well, I want to get me a poke of apples or something?
Well, they had 4 pound pokes and 2 pound pokes
mm-hmm.
they'd hold that, they'd use it for.
You might say a poke of sugar then?
Yeah, you could get sugar in it, but they weigh that sugar now.
They weigh it.
They wasn't that. But them pokes come in, pounds, 4 pound or something, well, I don't know
mm-hmm.
where they
mm-hmm.
And,
Well, what about, if you were to buy flour. What about flour?
Flour come in sacks of, back when I can remember, 25 and 50 pounds.
And it came in sacks?
They come in sacks.
What kind of sacks were they made?
Well, they're clothes sacks.
Pockets.
Back there.
Mm-hmm.
And you could buy barrels of flour. Now, if they'd cut that, barrels would come in wooden barrels. And, they take it's 196 pound, I believe it is, in a barrel of flour and pour.